I am so thankful to be part of a church that has my back. I've been told by several people that I probably forgot the most important announcement of the day. We have our tree trimming party this evening and the Advent dinner. There's food this evening, gang. 5 o'clock here, we will have a service, and it's just a fun time of playing, and then we'll put the ornaments on the trees, light them up, and then we'll head upstairs for dinner and some time with Santa Claus. So please come join us for that. Always a lot of fun. I found a cute story on the internet, so I want to begin with that. While on maneuvers, a battleship lookout noted a light in the dark, foggy night. After noting the light's coordinates, the captain recognized his ship was on a collision course with the other vessel. The captain instructed, "Signal the ship. We are on a collision course. Advise you change course 20 degrees. The return signaled, "Advisable for you to change course 20 degrees. The captain signaled, "I am a captain. Change your course 20 degrees. The response was, "I am a seaman second class. You had better change course 20 degrees. So by now, you can well imagine the captain was furious. His signal curtly ordered, "I am a battleship. Change course 20 degrees. The reply, "I am a lighthouse. You make the call." A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Fortunate for the captain and his battleship. The word of the day is word. Word, as defined by dictionary.com, is a unit of language consisting of one or more spoken sounds or their written representation that functions as a principal carrier of meaning. That's the key. A unit of language that functions as a principal carrier of meaning. So let's think about words for a moment. Actions speak louder than words. Not necessarily. How about do as I say and not as I do? Gotta love that one. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, right. We've all been hurt by words to our very core, I'm sure. Some words you dare not utter in public, although I must admit that the number of off-limit words is rapidly diminishing. Some words you can't speak in certain circumstances. Try yelling fire in a crowded theater, or use the word bomb anywhere around an airport. And of course, some words are soft and comforting, words that bring hope to a difficult situation, words that bring healing to a troubled soul, words that bring transformation. What are good transformation words? How about, "I love you"? That's a transformation word. And speaking of transformation words, how about Genesis 1? In the beginning, God spoke creation into being. This is fascinating. Isaiah 55:11. Tells us in part, "My word shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. You see, for God, words are deeds. For God, words are actions. For God, words are transforming. Scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Interestingly, it is about a word. In reality, it is about the Word. And if you're so inclined, you can follow along as I read. It's in your pew Bible on page 862. Since I wasn't smart enough to get it up for that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Another translation, actually the NIV translation reads, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Father God, please open our hearts and our minds to hear and understand what you would have us this morning. Amen. Wow. Five short verses. Five short verses filled with the imagery that John uses to express some of the most profound ideas about our Christian theology and our faith. Five short verses. Hear them again. At the very beginning, back before Genesis, the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ, was with God and was God. The Word was God, and yet separate from God. And then creation happened. God spoke, and the Word created. The Word created all things. Without the Word, there was nothing created. Without the Word, there is nothing. And then, here He comes. It's Christmas. The Word became flesh and walked among us. Jesus became flesh and walked among us. Fully God, fully human. And then, in the Word incarnate, in Jesus Christ, there is life, and that life is the light of men. The Word is a light in the darkness, a light in our spiritual darkness. The Word points us to God the Father. The Word points to God's grace, His undeserved love for us. And then we move toward Holy Week. The Word, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And then we all know what happens. The Word runs into a bunch of folks that did not understand Him. And they chose Barabbas over Him, and He was sent to the cross. And then, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness could not overcome it. The darkness that has not understood the Word crucified the Word. The Word died and was buried. The darkness has overcome the light. And then, here He comes. It's Easter morning. He is risen. He is risen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and cannot overcome it. Salvation, light in our darkness, eternal life. My God, an eternity to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Five short, extraordinary, amazing verses. Holy smokes, that's worth a praise God and an amen, yes? Now, when I read this first part of my sermon to my wife, she immediately asked, "And that's the end of your sermon, right?" And yes, before you ask, she was dead serious. Ha! Nice try. All of you that are hoping that it's the end of my sermon, half of you I know would tell the boss, so I'm going to continue on. But take heart, it's not very much longer. These five verses are part of what is typically called the prologue. John 1, verses 1 through 18 make up the prologue. And in this prologue, John articulates the identity of Jesus. In John's day, light was the symbolic word for deity. The rabbis used the word light to refer to the Messiah. So by John claiming that Jesus is the light of the world, he is claiming that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. Jesus is indeed God. The rest of John's gospel, which you'll hear from Bill later, is spent encouraging us to trust in this very person, this very God, Jesus. He wants us to clearly understand what the first disciples experienced as the glory as of a Father's only Son that filled them with grace and truth as Jesus lived among them. Verse 14. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, he talks about what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. One commentator put it this way: no longer limited to speech, God's word actually takes human form, becomes incarnate, and begins to walk around us as a living and breathing expression of God's grace and truth. Word, deed, flesh, and spirit all come together in Jesus to show us most clearly what God desires for us. What a beautiful description of the Word. This Word, this Jesus, requires a response from us. We can choose to receive the Word, believe it, and in the believing be transformed by it into children of God. Or we can choose the darkness. On this first Sunday of Advent, we have another opportunity to receive and believe and invite the Word to be our Word, so that our presence in the world might likewise be bring transformation. In a case I messed that up too much for you guys, in other words, go be Jesus to a world that desperately needs him. That's what these verses are all about. Go be Jesus to a world that desperately needs him. I'm going to finish with a story. Have you ever been in complete darkness? I'm talking about total and complete darkness, not the kind where you close the door in the closet and the light shines from underneath. If you have, I want you to go there for a moment. Close your eyes if you like. Think about what it was like. If you have not been in this kind of darkness, I will try and help you. The one time I can remember was a long time ago, but I shall never forget it. One summer, Mom and Dad took us five kids to Carlsbad Caverns for a tour. As we entered, I was excited and a bit anxious. We were dressed in shorts and t-shirts. And as we went further down into the cavern, it got colder and colder, as you can imagine. We came to a huge room in the cave where we gathered to hear the tour guide explain some things. It was a really huge room, and the group was kind of spread out all over the area. And being young, I really wasn't paying any attention to what the tour guide was saying until he said, "Take hold of the railing, because I'm going to turn the lights out." What happened in the next moment was, to say the least, an eerie experience. Instantly, I could literally feel the blackness. It's all there was. Blackness and cold. Except for my hand holding the railing, it was completely nothingness. Could not even see anything, not even my hand as I went to touch my nose. Completely alone. Feel the blackness. What if the lights don't come back on? How will I get out? What happens if I don't get out? Feel the blackness. Now, think of John's words. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Wow. How grateful are you for the light that shines in the darkness? Is there darkness in your life right now? Are you walking through a dark valley? We heard this morning of a very dark valley. Lasted 3 years. Are you facing an uncertain future? Perhaps a difficult job situation? No job? Money difficulties? A relationship isn't working very well. Your body not working like it used to. Too many aches and pains. Loss. Grief. Fear. The darkness of this world goes on and on and on and on. If you've got your eyes closed still, you can open them now. Now, if your answer to any of those is yes, I invite you to join me at the communion table. However it is with you, I invite you to join me at the communion table. For it is here that we are reminded of the light that shines in our darkness. It is here that we are met by the Word. It is here that the Word tells us we are not alone in the dark. Amen.